Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Linked to a seventh victim whose body was found in two different locations along Gilgo Beach more than 20 years ago.
Valerie Mack was identified through DNA. Prosecutors were able to finally identify her. Huerman was named a suspect in her death back in June. Now they've been able to formally connect him, they say.
ABC's Aaron Katursky says a hair found in the victim matched that of Huerman's daughter, who would have been around 3 or 4 years old at the time of that murder. She's not been charged with anything. The campus of Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin is empty today following yesterday's school shooting that left a student and teacher dead, the accused killer taking her own life after the shootings. She was 15. National Security spokesman John Kirby says a federal government doesn't see anything indicating a public safety risk from those drones in the Northeast. This is ABC News. Bit of a sinking feeling around some buildings in Florida. Researchers at the University of Miami say they have found about 36 buildings that are sinking. ABC's Chuck Sievertson says in Pennsylvania, they can relate.
The homeowners in Mahanoy Township, Pennsylvania, a coal mining region, say they woke up to a loud noise Monday they thought was thunder or a tree falling. A huge hole opened up next to the house, swallowing their 44-foot swimming pool. It happened right near a similar huge subsidence 8 years ago when homeowner Tracy Quick told ABC affiliate WNEP-TV.
It's devastating.
Beams were installed to stabilize the house, and 350 truckloads of cement filled that hole. The State Department of Environmental Protection helped.
And up for auction this week, the oldest known tablet of the Ten Commandments. It stands 2 feet tall, weighs over 100 pounds, and dates back at least 1,100 years. Sotheby's expects that it will sell for up to $2 million. You're listening to ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, ET Foods, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies, a high of 33. Tonight, cloudy with areas of light snow likely, up to an inch or so as possible, especially in the southern part of the listening area, with a low of 24. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy, breezy and cooler with a high of 29, and northwest winds 10 to 17 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after low this morning of 26, it's 31 degrees.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center is ready to give you more choices and more savings with this year's Value Bonanza. The Value Bonanza sales event gives you more ways to save than ever before. You can take advantage of special financing, plus cash back options on select new Holland equipment for a limited time. Save on tractors, save on hay and forage products, save on material handling equipment too. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center today for complete details. Offers end December 31st, 2024. Simpson's Tractor Incorporated has proudly served Richland Center and the surrounding area since 1920. With high-quality new and used agricultural and industrial equipment for sale. Simpson's Tractor has also been a trusted service center for the repair of tractors and other farm and industrial machinery.
Good afternoon. It's 31 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Madison community is rocked by yesterday's school shooting. Savannah Tomei Olson has the very latest.
Police say the suspect shot eight people at Abundant Life Christian School and then died by suicide before authorities came into the building. A teacher and a student were killed. Two people are in the hospital fighting for their lives. Four people, three students and a teacher, are expected to be okay. Two of them have been sent home from the hospital. Nine schools in the Madison Metropolitan School District and some from Monona Grove were put on a secure hold yesterday. This tragedy goes so far beyond just that school community. County Executive Melissa Agard.
As a mom who received a text from her son at a high school here in the city of Madison wondering if he was safe, I can tell you, this hits you in the gut. Every one of us is affected by this unimaginable and unacceptable violence that has hit our community.
Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Right now, my heart is heavy for my community. My heart is heavy for Madison, and we have to come together as a community and figure out what happened here and make sure that it doesn't happen in any other place that should be a refuge for students in our community.
The crime response unit from the Dane County District Attorney's Office has been mobilized. That team includes social workers, and their goal is to support survivors and family members. And the word survivor doesn't just mean the people who were shot yesterday. It includes everybody who was in that building, students, teachers, other staff, and the terrified family members worried for their kids. There are also specially trained officers at the police department to check in on their peers who experienced trauma in their response. There's a candlelight vigil tonight for the community to come together. It's at 6 o'clock at the state capitol. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The suspect has been identified as 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, who went by the name of Samantha. A motive is still under investigation. Abundant Life is a non-denominational Christian school founded in 1978 and serves about 420 pre-kindergarten through 12th grade students. Wisconsin officials say they've gotten more tips to their school threat hotline. Trish Kilpin, director of the Wisconsin Office of School Safety, says more tips about school threats have come in since the shooting.
It is true that in light of school shootings, we also see an uptick, a contagion effect of other school threats. In SUSO, SUSO is our Speak Up, Speak Out Wisconsin tip line where people can report concerns. We have seen an increase in planned school attack tips. Often after an incident such as that happened here in Madison, people start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack.
Before the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, there had been a threat to the Green Bay Area School District. They believe it was not credible, but they still had extra police at their schools yesterday. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Anyone who makes a call or threat to a school, we will investigate that. And if you're found to be the person to make that call, you will be arrested.
The Office of School Safety has resources available to Wisconsin schools, public, private, and charter schools. It doesn't matter. They have guidance on what to do if parents or staff worried about a student, how to talk to kids about making false threats, and actually the majority of the tips they get are to report bullying. The Speak Up, Speak Out tip line has gotten more than 350 tips since it began in 2020. You can submit a tip online or call their hotline. Officials say never brush off a potential threat. Some Madison schools were swatted this morning, the day after the tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School. Officials from the Madison Metropolitan School District sent an email to families saying some schools got calls reporting there was a person outside the building in crisis and they had a weapon. The caller ID made it look like the call was from 988, the Suicide Crisis Lifeline. According to the district, staff immediately called police. Investigators found all the calls to be hoaxes. Some schools were placed on secure holds while officers investigated. District officials said these were cases of swatting where people call and report a dangerous situation that doesn't exist. Those calls can come from anywhere. Often, they're from outside the state and can even be from outside the United States. Staff said swatting is becoming more common after tragedies. In the wake of Monday's tragedy at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, local leaders are offering help. Dane County Executive Melissa Agard.
To all of those who are grieving in our community, please know that you're not alone. Dane County stands with you. We're here to support you in any way possible. Please reach out and ask for help.
Local officials are also stressing the need to ask for and provide help in the wake of the tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway.
If anyone needs mental health support as a result of this incident and the coverage of it, I encourage them to reach out to 988 by phone or text. It is incredibly important that we take care of our community in this very difficult time.
Governor Tony Evers today ordered the flags of the United States and the state of Wisconsin to be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims of the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison yesterday. Flags are to immediately be lowered to half-staff. The order runs today through Sunday. You should conduct a frozen pizza check. Palermo's has recalled just over 1,700 Connie's Thin Crust cheese frozen pizzas. They say it's due to potential plastic contamination. The impacted products were distributed in Wisconsin, Illinois, and Minnesota. They've already been pulled from store shelves. If you've got one in your freezer, you should throw it out and contact the store for a refund. The $3 billion expansion of a drug maker in Kenosha County took a step forward last night. The Pleasant Prairie Planning Commission approved preliminary site plans for the expansion at Eli Lilly. The project will add over 60,000 square feet of office, manufacturing, and warehouse space to the facility. Construction will start this month with an aim to be completed by March of 2026. The Department of Motor Vehicles reminds people to get their updated real IDs. Wisconsin DOT says the real ID will take effect in May of next year after multiple delays due to the pandemic and rollout issues. You'll need those updated IDs to get on airplanes and enter secure federal buildings. If you don't have a new ID or need help obtaining one, you can contact the DMV online at wisconsindmv.gov to schedule an appointment to get a new ID. Only 62% of residents currently have that compliant ID. More avian influenza has been spotted in northeast Wisconsin. Animal control officers in Brown County say a flock of geese were recently found dead of the flu in the village of Howard. Veterinarians say warmer winters are allowing more birds to migrate for longer, contributing to the spread of the disease. Wisconsin ag officials remind all poultry farmers to practice biosecurity and keep their flocks away from migrating waterfowl. A legislative study committee on sandhill cranes has made its recommendation. Following a fifth and final meeting last week, the panel of lawmakers, ag and conservation groups last week, advanced a draft bill that would authorize sandhill crane hunt and fund compensation to farmers for crop losses. State Senator Romaine Quinn of Cameron said he thinks that represents the best opportunity for any movement to address the issue. But State Senator Mark Spitzer of Beloit said he doesn't see a bill that includes hunting the cranes passing. The panel voted against a standalone crop damage support bill and did not vote at all on a bill for standalone hunt. The combined bill will go to the legislature's budget committee for consideration. The Wisconsin State Patrol is looking for new recruits. Lieutenant Nate Hendrickson says they encourage people from all backgrounds and walks of life to apply. Hendrickson says, like other agencies across the state and country, the State Patrol isn't immune to staffing challenges. The application period ends January 19th for the state's patrol's 71st and 72nd recruit classes. This past Sunday, the Crawford County Sheriff's Office successfully recovered a stolen sawmill valued at several thousand dollars and made multiple arrests following a coordinated effort with neighboring law enforcement agencies. The Crawford County Sheriff's Office received a report of a theft involving a sawmill from a property located near County S in the township of Haney on Saturday, December 7th. The Sheriff's Office immediately began working with Richland and Grant County Sheriff's Offices to investigate the incident and identify potential suspects. After an extensive investigation, authorities secured a search warrant for property at 32776 Rusty Lane, Blue River in Richland County. In the early morning hours this past Sunday, the Crawford, Richland, and Grant County Sheriff's Offices executed a warrant. During the search, the stolen sawmill was located, and several individuals were detained at the scene. Charges are being referred to the Crawford and Richland County District Attorney's Offices. Rusty A. Jones, 62, Riley J. Jensen, 28, Brandon K. Moore, 30, and Elizabeth P. Geller, 28, all of Blue River, face multiple charges, including felony theft, bail jumping, and possession of stolen property, party to a crime.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The holidays are here, and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is ready to help you make your home merry and bright this season and into the new year. Looking for the perfect gift? How about the gift of comfort with one of our top quality mattresses? Or shop in our in-store clearance values and save big on furniture for every room. Not sure what to get? We've got gift certificates for everyone on your list. Start the new year off right with comfort and savings from A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Visit us on South Church Street in Richland Center today.
Looking for the perfect gift this holiday season? Foggy North has you covered. Whether it's Christmas, a birthday, or just because, give a gift that stands out. Choose from specialty and regular coffees, locally made, cozy mugs and tumblers, and unique Muscadet mushroom apparel. Not sure what to pick? A Foggy North gift card is always the right choice. Stop by the gift shop and coffee bar to find something for everyone on your list. Foggy North, where every gift is a little more special.
It's 30 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:21. The first day of winter is this Saturday. While winter is close, there is still a lot of electrical construction going on in Richland Center. Richland Center Utility Manager Scott Gauld says Frontier is working on a complete overbuild for the city's fiber line. Frontier is currently working on its distribution lines. Due to the overbuild project by Frontier, residents will notice a lot of flags in their yards for underground boring. He also alerts all residents to the fact that all electric meters will be replaced as they have reached their end of life. Utility workers will be on residents' property to convert electric meters. As holiday celebrations continue, the American Red Cross encourages donors to keep the blood supply top of mind by giving blood or platelets this month. Type O negative blood donors and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now to help ensure patients can continue to receive the care they need in the coming weeks. Two opportunities will be held this week to bring joy to someone facing a medical emergency by giving something that means something with a blood or platelet donation. A blood drive will be held Thursday from 9:30 to 2:30 at St. Cecilia Parish in Center in Wisconsin Dells. A blood drive will also be held Friday from 9:30 to 1:30 at the American Legion Hall in Waniwak. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. Record holiday travel numbers are projected for Wisconsin. According to AAA, nearly 2.4 million Wisconsinites will travel 50 miles or more from home between December 21st and New Year's Day, breaking the previous all-time high set last year by over 76,000. Nearly 90% of those travelers will drive to their destinations. Nationally, AAA forecasts that 107 million people will take a holiday road trip of 50 miles plus, just missing the all-time mark set in 2019. They also expect air travel to set a new record this holiday season. The Brewer Community Foundation, the club's charitable branch, reports the money was raised for charitable donations across the foundation's events, programs, and their initiatives. In addition to the monetary donations, Brewers coaches, players, and front office staff made over 120 appearances and gave up more than 5,900 hours to support nonprofits. Foundation Executive Director Cecilia Gore says organizations supported place the highest priority on serving local communities and the state of Wisconsin. The organization has raised over $60 million since starting in 2010. They raised over $4 million for charity in 2023. Oshkosh Corporation's production of new delivery vehicles for the U.S. Postal Service is off to a rocky start. In an investigative story, the Washington Post reports Oshkosh has delivered just 93 of the 3,000 next-generation delivery vehicles that were expected by the end of November. The story cites internal documents and communications from the company, blaming the delays on an inability to collaborate the vehicle's airbags, leaking chassis, and problems securing bodies from Challenge Manufacturing in Michigan. Those issues were reportedly kept from the Postal Service by Oshkosh executives. The report also claims the Oshkosh plant in Spartanburg, South Carolina, is producing just one NGDV a day instead of the 80 that were expected by this point. The story quotes an Oshkosh employee as saying, "This is the bottom line. We don't know how to make a truck." Oshkosh Corporation has not issued any statements in regards to the Washington Post story. The value of the Postal Service contract could reach $10 billion. The public is invited to Frank's Hill Saturday to view the setting sun on the day of the year with the least amount of daylight, known as the winter solstice. Weather permitting, you are invited to join the festivities and remember events of the past year. A moment of silence will be observed for those who have passed away since the last trip around the sun. Following the sunset, attendees are welcome to gather around the campfire to share stories and learn more about Frank's Hill, considered a sacred site by the Ho-Chunk Nation and other Native American peoples. Arrive by 4 to allow time to hike to the top of the hill. Dress warmly and bring your own food and drink and a chair for sitting around the fire. Park by the first gate on the east side of the road, a short distance from Highway 60, and follow the field road to the top of the hill. Frank's Hill is located on State Highway 193, just off State Highway 60, a few miles west of Muscadet. A group of unique effigy mounds is situated on the east ridge where the event will occur. The site offers a panoramic vista of the area, which once contained the highest concentration of bird effigy mounds found anywhere in the world, including the remnants of the giant ghost eagle mound with a wingspan of nearly 1,300 feet. The ghost eagle mound factors into the alignment with the setting sun on the winter solstice. Most archaeologists agree the mounds were built 1,000 or more years ago. Many pet lizards, snakes, birds, or fish are tropical and cannot survive in the wild in Wisconsin. So releasing them to the wild can be deadly for the animal. If they can survive the weather, exotic pets can be a hazard for the environment. Lisa Hale has the story.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, yeah, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
As Wisconsin's largest exotic pet rescue, Moyles says that JRAAR has rescued over 1,900 animals in 2023, and they look to surpass that number this year.
Today's winner in the Ithaca Music Boosters calendar raffle is Jackie Heideman. It's 30 degrees in Richland Center at 12:28. Today's vital statistics are next.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz turkey gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop stuffing, $1.75. Libby's pumpkin pie mix, $2.99 or two for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness cherry pie filling, $3.99 or two for $6. Pillsbury cranberry quick bread, $2 each. Kraft mac and cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
It's 31 degrees in Richland Center at 12:30 on this Tuesday afternoon, December 17th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91, died November 20th in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Viola Cemetery in the spring. Friends may call at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Eva Schilling is survived by three nieces, Beth, Peggy, and Julie, and two nephews, Bob and Jack. Eva Ann Schilling, age 91. Mary Ann Krako, 91 of Hillsboro, died yesterday at Gunderson St. Joseph's Hospital in Hillsboro. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery, Hillsboro. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting the family. Survivors of Mary Ann Krako include her children, Anita and Lee Titus, Francis and Lori Krako, and Daryl and Teresa Krako, 9 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, brothers James Tidrick and Raymond and Rose Tidrick, sister-in-law Diane Tidrick, and nieces and nephews. Mary Ann Krako, 91, of Hillsboro. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona, died December 10th after a battle with colon cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from noon to 4 at the Rockton Bar. Rod Gilman is survived by his wife of 45 years, Gail, son, Wade and Michelle, daughter, Lane, 2 grandchildren, 2 brothers, Ron and Sherry Gilman, and Kirk Gilman and Cheryl Starr, sister Carol Gilman and Jamie Hoffberger, sister-in-law Vicki Headley, best friend Thelma, and favorite son-in-law Keith Schmidt, also several nieces and nephews and cousins. Rod Gilman, 76, of Parker, Arizona. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz, died November 9th at home. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, December 26th from 5 until 8 at the Boaz Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Wayne Clark is survived by his children, Stephanie Derrett of Boaz, and Michelle Pinkham and Tyden Williams of Ithaca. 9 grandchildren, mother of his children, Karen Clark, and many other relatives and friends. Wayne E. Clark, 71, of Boaz. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River, died December 4th at Gunderson Health System. A celebration of life will be held Thursday, January 9th at 2 at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Thursday, January 9th, from 1 until the time of service at 2. Terry Windsor is survived by his wife, Kelly, three stepchildren, Timothy of Madison, Jane and Doug Piotrowski of Richland Center, and Magic and Ryan Love of Blue Mounds, nine step-grandchildren, a step-great-grandchild, many other nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry L. Windsor, 78, of Blue River.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Here's Dr. Nathan Lowe, RAMC Child and Adolescent Psychiatrist.
I really enjoy working with all ages. As a psychiatrist, we work with medications to help with various issues like mood, anxiety, or ADHD, or autism. I'm able to do a lot of therapy for those same types of things. Seeing improvements being made, having a fulfilling, enriched, and a wonderful life, and that affecting the family members around them is the most rewarding part of it for me.
Dr. Lowe is accepting new patients. Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Nate and Haley Durst and John and Jan Nanke. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, we are carefully tracking a band of accumulating snow in eastern South Dakota, southwest Minnesota, and northwest Iowa. It is dumping a couple inches of snow out that way, but it should be weakening as it tracks eastward. Still, it could bring us a light snow accumulation later tonight, so watch your travel conditions. Behind that system, we should have relatively quiet and cool conditions for tomorrow. Meanwhile, the next low-pressure system will be tracking out of southern Canada toward the upper Midwest by Thursday morning. Should push a large swath of snow down across the region, bringing us a couple inches by late Thursday night. Possibility is there even 4 or 5 inches from eastern Minnesota into west central Wisconsin. So it'll be kind of rough travel Thursday into Thursday night, then things will quiet down once again going into Friday. Cooler weather building in for the upcoming weekend. Readings could actually be a few degrees below normal. There could also be another small disturbance moving down across the area Saturday morning, which might bring us another dusting of light snow. Behind that, we are looking forward to another warm-up heading into Christmas week. In fact, it could get a good 10 or 12 degrees above normal by Christmas. Might even be some rain, especially later next week. We'll certainly keep an eye on that. The rest of today, mostly cloudy skies. High temperature about 33. Northwest wind up to 10. A good chance of scattered light snow tonight. Small accumulations, maybe up to an inch or so, especially in the southern part of the area. Low at 24. Tomorrow, mostly or partly cloudy, breezy and cooler, high at 29, northwest wind up to 15. Thursday, breezy with snow likely by late morning. Right now, looks like 1 to 3 inches of accumulation would be possible. The heavier totals more likely in northern sections with a high of 29. On Friday, breezy in the morning with some flurries, then partial clearing, high 28. Saturday, a chance of light snow in the morning, then partial clearing, high 24. And Sunday, quite a bit of sunshine, high 26. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 30 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 38, our low this morning was 26. Our high so far today, 32. The record high for this date, 54 in 1984. The record low, 19 below in 1961. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 34. Sunset tonight will be at 4:27 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:29. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometer is up to 30.13 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 30 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The soybean industry's effort to get high-quality protein into emerging world markets. Today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The World Initiative for Soy in Human Health, WISH for short, is a soy industry program started nearly 25 years ago because soybean farmers wanted to find new markets. Today, the program operates in 29 countries in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. Executive Director Gina Perry.
These populations are growing as incomes are rising. People are wanting more protein. And I've seen that in many of the conversations that I've had around the world, that they're really hungry for protein, whether it's from fish, eggs, chicken, or adding soy protein into other human foods and beverages.
Tony Melanthin is a soybean grower from Ogall, Wisconsin, and a director on the United Soybean Board. He says the WISH program personalizes the marketing relationship with foreign customers.
It's not just the relationship, but they get to know you a little bit. They know that when I'm growing my soybeans, I'm growing them on my family farm. My family lives on my family farm. So I'm producing the soybeans. not just a high quality, but safely, because my family lives here. You know, I'm not going to put my family in jeopardy for anything I do. So not only how we're producing them sustainably, but also that we are focused on quality.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. With three distinct modes of action, Pioneer brand PowerCore Enlist corn sends above ground paths 6 feet under. Maximize yield potential with PowerCore Enlist and start your best year with Pioneer. Lawmakers continue to negotiate a farm bill extension and economic aid package for farmers. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says House Speaker Mike Johnson indicated an agreement was reached Monday night.
We still don't have text of that agreement. And it takes a while for the legislation to be written. One thing is certain, farmers need a safety net if that safety net is only a one-year extension of the 2018 Farm Bill.
The Iowa Republican tells Brownfield he'd like to see financial assistance go toward covering commodities similar to Title I and for there to be payment limits.
When there's been other economic aid distributed, I tend to ignore overall limits and let people get the aid regardless of their size. I think now I'd want this to be within those limits.
Politico's reporting Congress has reached a deal on $100 billion in disaster aid, which would include $10 billion in economic assistance for farmers. The CEO of the U.S. Soybean Export Council says he's optimistic soybean exports can rebound under the Trump administration. Jim Sutter tells Brownfield about 60% of U.S. soybeans are exported.
I believe that the U.S. has product that people around the world want to buy, and that the administration that's coming into place, I think they want to continue to support U.S. farmers.
He says while soybean meal exports set records in the past marketing year, overall soybean export volumes were down. Sutter says supplies have rebounded and threatened tariffs may cause challenges, but
at the end of the day, I think that we're going to continue to have strong trade in U.S. agricultural products, and I believe people will want to continue to source their soy from the United States.
Sutter says USAC has longstanding relationships with numerous trade customers, which should also help ensure continued markets for U.S. soybeans. A livestock economist says he still expects to see some contraction in the January cattle inventory report. Don Close with Terrain Ag tells Brownfield.
We think we could see between 200 and 300,000 fewer cows. Again, it will be a smaller inventory, just further exacerbating where we've been for the last 2 years of that contracting supply.
He says a prolonged period of good weather is needed before any widespread expansion could occur.
I think before this whole rally is over with, that we're going to put a carrot out there in the marketplace that's so doggone big, they will respond. We're just not there yet.
And the USDA reports a trio of new U.S. export sales. Spain bought nearly 190,000 tons of U.S. soybeans, and unknown destinations purchased more than 130,000 tons of U.S. beans, while Mexico picked up more than 170,000 tons of U.S. corn. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new G03UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Give more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
It's not too late, Wisconsin farmers. Enroll your 2024 acres in the Farmers for Soil Health program. Earn $50 per new acre of cover crops through February 28th. Farmers for Soil Health is helping farmers to reduce erosion, improve infiltration, and enhance soil health with cost sharing and technical assistance. So don't miss out. Contact your Wisconsin specialist, Tegan Duffy, at farmersforsoilhealth.com today. That's farmersforsoilhealth.com.
Burnham Lumber of Rui wishes you and your family happy holidays. They would like to remind you that it's not too late to sign up for your winter project. Burnham's has crews willing to work through the winter and an auger that will dig through the frozen ground. You get the usual high-quality Burnham service and workmanship at a reduced price when you build in the winter. Keep your animals, equipment, and feed protected this winter in a Burnham building. Call today for a free quote. That's Burnham Lumber of Rui wishing you and your family a safe and happy holiday season.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Cattle Con is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet to start the day. Bids have yet to surface. Asking prices have surfaced in the South at $193 to $195 live. The North has been quiet. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until the latter half of the week, especially with Friday's cattle on feed report from the USDA. Boxed beef is mixed at midday with late to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice up 43 cents at $3.1780. Select is 53 cents lower at $2.8904. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steer sold unevenly from $6 lower to $10 higher. Feeder heifer sold from $7 lower to $5 higher. The USDA says quality this week declined from the previous weeks. Supply was moderate with moderate demand. There were a handful of steers weighing 420 pounds that sold for $405. Feeder supply included 65% steers. Medium and large one feeder steer 600 to 646 pounds brought $285 to $313. Medium and large one feeder heifer 600 to 649 pounds brought $261 to $270. Cash hogs are lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors are slow to get business underway after Monday's solid start to the week. The industry is looking ahead to next week's quarterly hogs and pigs report to get a better feel of the supply situation. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market continues to be relatively strong, which does help provide some price support. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 90 cents with a weighted average of 78.84. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $52. In Illinois, slaughter sale prices were $2 lower with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $32 to $44. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were lower at midday, down 64 cents at $94.63. Hams and butts were both sharply lower. Loins were lower. Picnics, bellies, and ribs were all higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello everyone, it's Brian from Walsh's. It's wood cutting time, and we are your full-line steel chainsaw dealer with 26 models of steel chainsaws in both battery and gas models, with a size and price for every need and budget. Do you need a chain for your current saw? We got chains to fit all makes of saws, and for a limited time, buy one chain at regular price and get a second chain for half price, equal or lesser value. So stop in at Muscadet or Richland Center to see these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Cattle futures are mixed. Hogs, corn, and soybeans are lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion, but regardless, be ready to maximize your per-acre profits with MX Series corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower. South American crop conditions are favorable, with estimates for Argentina and Brazil rising. Unknown destinations in Spain bought U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. January is down 7.75 at 974 and a quarter. March is down 9.5 at 976 and a half. January bean meal's up a dime at 287. January soybean oil's down 129 points at 4043. Corn's lower, monitoring weather in Argentina and Brazil, also expecting big crops out of South America. Overall, demand's solid, with Mexico purchasing U.S. corn this morning. March is down 2.75 at 442 and a quarter. May's 2.75 lower at 449. And wheat's down as it continues to wait for Russia's export cap and higher tariffs to go into effect next year. Still, most of that vacuum might be filled by bigger crops in Argentina and Australia. March Chicago's 6 lower at 544. March Kansas City's down 7 and a quarter at 552. March Minneapolis wheat's 4 and 3 quarters lower at 595 and a quarter. Live cattle are mixed with box beef mixed at midday, getting ready for direct business. February lives down 27 at 189.70 and April 17 lower at 191.57. With the slower moving corn, January feeders are up $1.42 at $256.97. And hogs are down, pressured by cash and wholesale business. Pork's lower at midday, cash steady to lower as well. February lean's down 67 cents at $82.87. April's 40 lower at $87.85. And over in the broader market, crude oil's below $70 a barrel. We're online at brownfieldagnews.com. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck, because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
What's happening with retail meat prices? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Preparing a holiday meal isn't cheap, and as you are finalizing that holiday menu, here's a look at what's happening with retail prices for meat. Livestock economist Scott Brown.
On the beef side, we saw USDA tell us for November 2024, $8.32 for the choice beef retail price. That's 22 cents higher than where we were in October, up 2.7%. And we were pushing all of the components of that choice beef retail price higher. Steaks really led the way in terms of some increase for November.
And on the pork side?
We saw an increase. So $4.95 for November was the pork retail price. 3 cents higher, so not a lot, but 3 cents higher, 0.6% higher than where it was in October of this year. The big jump really on the pork side of the equation was boneless pork chops this month. They were up 6.3%.
Even with these higher prices, Brown says there's been discussion about how inflation will continue to slow, but
pushing high prices at consumers, we'll see how consumers respond to what's happening.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
GHX is changing the entire seed experience to maximize your yield potential. And we have the numbers to prove it. Across 11 trials in Wisconsin, new G03UOAD brand out-yielded DeKalb DKC5218 by an 11.2 bushel per acre average in 2024. Give more local yield results at goldenharvestseeds.com/cornyield.
WRCO FM 100.9 is pleased to carry on the holiday tradition of bringing you the adventures of Judy and Jimmy and the Cinnamon Bear.
My, our adventurers really are in a pickle, aren't they?
Hear the old-time radio classic, The Cinnamon Bear, this holiday season on WRCO Radio. We present it again as we have for many, many years. The Cinnamon Bear can be heard on Sunday, December 22nd at 1 p.m. and on Christmas Day at 9 a.m. The Cinnamon Bear on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com is made possible by Hennick Printing, Osborne Stump Removal, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Wilson Door and Construction, Cardinal Glass CG, The Woods Bar and Grill, A&W Restaurant of Boscobel, and Hillsboro Equipment. Ring in 2025 with WRCO's Triviathon. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the Triviathon fun game competition between 6 and midnight New Year's Eve. Now, if you'd like to be a part of it, give us a call at WRCO at 608-647-2111, and you'll be ready to play Triviathon. If you'd like to just play along at home, that's great, too. Triviathon is sponsored by Osborne Stump Removal, The House on the Rock Attraction and Resort, USA Mortgage, Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, Sunshine and Giggles, Larson Collision and Paint, Osborne Stump Removal, Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Computer Doctors, Cardinal Glass CG, and Town & Country TV & Appliance. Join us for Triviathon New Year's Eve between 6 and midnight on WRCO.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. WRCO FM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Ukraine taking responsibility for the killing of a top Russian general. Lieutenant General Igor Krylov was killed by a bomb in Moscow, that explosive strapped to a scooter. ABC's Ian Pannell with more.
Sources telling ABC News that Ukraine Security Services, the SBU, was behind the attack, saying he was a war criminal, calling him an entirely legitimate target. They found him guilty, though, of giving orders using chemical weapons against Ukrainian troops, warning others that retribution for war crimes is inevitable.
In Madison, Wisconsin, police still searching for a motive after a female teen student killed a teacher and fellow classmate at Abundant Life Christian School yesterday, wounding six others. Luigi Mangione, the suspected gunman in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO, expected to waive extradition at a court hearing this Thursday in Pennsylvania. House Intel Committee members getting a classified briefing today about recent drone sightings in the Northeast. The federal government has said there's no risk to the public. This is ABC News. 25 films being added to the Library of Congress's National Film Registry.
The registry includes films the Library of Congress deems culturally, historically, or aesthetically important. This year, Beverly Hills Cop makes the list.
You know, this is the cleanest and nicest police car I've ever been in my life.
Other 80s movies now on the registry include Dirty Dancing.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
And Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Mrs. Keller!
From 1962, The Miracle Worker, about Helen Keller and her teacher.
She knows!
The oldest film added this year, a silent Edison short from 1895 of a woman dancing in a flowing dress. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
A new milestone for Threads. Meta's platform is up to 300 million users with more than 100